From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush has issued a new executive order that lays out new guidelines for the interrogation and detention of terrorism suspects. The administration says the order creates a new set of rules for the CIA to follow in handling detainees who are determined to be so-called enemy combatants, specifically those thought to be members of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. The White House says the order establishes that all practices are in full compliance with Common Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions. Still, there are questions as to what this order will mean in practice, NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The Bush administration has long faced criticism from human rights groups in the U.S. and around the world for its handling of prisoners captured in Iraq and Afghanistan. Amid the revelations of the Abu Ghraib prison and stories told by former prisoners at Guantanamo, there have been allegations that the U.S. used torture to get information about terror plots and suspects still at large. The president has repeatedly denied this, but he has talked about tough interrogation techniques, what he has called, quote, an alternative set of procedures. He says they have yielded information that has saved American lives. Here's Mr. Bush from last September.
I cannot describe the specific methods used. I think you understand why. If I did, it would help the terrorists learn how to resist questioning and to keep information from us that we need to prevent new attacks on our country. But I can say the procedures were tough, and they were safe and lawful and necessary.
But the White House has also lost legal battles on the issue, including last year in the United States Supreme Court, which ruled that the administration needed to work with Congress to lay out specific rules for handling people in custody. Today's executive order is part of that requirement. Here's what it says. It prohibits cruel and inhuman treatment, including mutilation or maiming, intentionally causing serious bodily injury, rape, taking of hostages, or performing of biological experiments. It forbids degrading acts and acts of sexual abuse or humiliation, acts, quote, beyond the bounds of human decency. The order also covers any acts intended to denigrate the religion, religious practices, or religious objects of the individual. In a conference call with reporters, an official who would only allow himself to be identified as a senior administration official stressed that the executive order put CIA interrogation and detention practices within the bounds of the ban on torture in the Geneva Conventions. But he was less than able or willing to answer the most obvious and basic questions, starting with the practice of waterboarding, a technique where a prisoner is tilted backwards and a large amount of water is poured over their head, creating the sensation of drowning. The official was asked, would waterboarding be covered under this criteria? His answer, quote, I'm not in a position to talk about any specific interrogation practices. He added that to do so would publicize to the enemy what they may face if captured and allow Al-Qaeda to train accordingly. The question then came, exactly what changes under this order? Answer, quote, I can't really answer. It may take further legal proceedings to determine to what degree this executive order represents real change or simply lays out a rationale for what the CIA is already doing. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.